This is AccuWeather meteorologist Paul Pastalock, and this winter season is going to be exciting and probably a two-part season expected. A long extended season that could last into the early spring and get started here in the late fall. But starting out in the Northeast, we are expecting frequent storms. There'll be some snow, and it could end up being above normal, especially across the interior. Southern areas and near the coast will have to watch out for changeover systems. Watch out in late December and January. I think the pattern's more amplified that we could have some bigger systems during that time period. Above normal snowfall, not too cold though on the temperatures overall, but there can be some cold shots from time to time. The Southeast looks mild, although we got to worry in January for the possibility of maybe a freeze in Central Florida that could affect the citrus crops down there. A lake effect snow is going to be on time in the Great Lakes area. We do expect a decent season coming up that could last through January. The Northern Plains and Central Plains will have to deal with some very bitter cold shots that will come down occasionally starting in December and could last all the way through February. February could be the month in the Chicago area and Indianapolis that could see some bigger systems, maybe heavier snow. Before that time period, we're looking at faster moving systems, clipper style systems coming out of the Western Canada. The Deep South, mainly dry, although we got to watch out in January. There could be some stalled out fronts from time to time that could produce a little bit of rain and some cooler temperatures. The Southwest looks the warmest and dry as well. The drought will continue. Do not expect too much in Southern California as far as any major storm systems. Northern California, different story, especially early on. The season looks big and heavy early on from Northern California into the Pacific Northwest. Heavy snow in the mountains, heavy rain and stormy conditions along the coast, but it may ease back as we get later in the season. For more details on the winter forecast, go to AccuWeather.com. I'm AccuWeather.com meteorologist Paul Pastalock.